There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin Down Under, where it is noted that if Mark Dreyfus is removed from Labour's cabinet, it'll be the first time in 15 years that Australia's federal government lacks a Jewish member of parliament on the front bench. Reports suggest Dreyfus, along with Muslim MP Ed Husek, will be replaced due to factional negotiations led by Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marlis. Dreyfus has been praised for his leadership on anti-incitement laws, community security funding, and efforts to combat anti-Semitism. His supporters, including Jewish community leaders, view his departure as driven by internal politics rather than merit. Since October 7th, 2023, many progressive Canadian Jews have felt increasingly excluded by mainstream communities. Instead of remaining silent, they have established their own platforms over the past 2 years to discuss Israel-Palestine and their Jewish identity openly. Recently, hundreds gathered for peace summits in Toronto and Montreal, with similar events in Ottawa, Winnipeg, London, and Vancouver, aligning with the Jerusalem-based It's Time conference beginning today until tomorrow, led by Israeli and Palestinian peace advocates. Celebratory bells rang in Jerusalem as the Catholic Church announced the election of American Cardinal Robert Prevost as Pope Leo XIV. Israeli leaders promptly congratulated him. President Isaac Herzog expressed hopes for improved Israel-Vatican relations and interfaith harmony, whilst Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wished him success in fostering hope and reconciliation. The Anti-Defamation League also welcomed the appointment, emphasizing the importance of ongoing cooperation between the Catholic Church and the Jewish community. As we come to the end of another week, let's now take a look at what stories made headlines. In 2024, Australia experienced a quadrupling of anti-Semitic incidents, the largest increase amongst English-speaking nations. Following devastating fires last week, Israel police arrested two suspects, including a minor, for the Ben Shimon forest arson. A civilian saw them starting a fire near Modi'in, leading to their arrests. Gal Gadot will produce and star in Ruin, a thriller set in post-Holocaust Germany, alongside her husband Jaron Vassano and others. Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell attended the inauguration of Gabon's president to bolster relations. B'nai B'rith Canada has praised Manitoba's move to make Holocaust education mandatory for grades 6, 9 and 11 by September 2025. During Israel's recent conflict, over 100 Chabad rabbis gathered to discuss supporting Israelis relocating abroad. On the VE Day anniversary, over 50 German companies, including Bayer and Siemens, issued a joint statement recognizing their Nazi-era past and pledging to fight anti-Semitism, extremism, and hatred. The Education Ministry ordered 6 UNRWA-affiliated schools in eastern Jerusalem to close due to illegal operations and a lack of proper licensing. Eurovision 2025 director Martin Green rejected calls to ban Israel, highlighting the event's goal of promoting unity, diversity and inclusion through music despite political conflicts. And finally, Israeli researchers, led by Spot It Early, have developed a novel method for early cancer detection using trained beagles that identify the disease through scent. Involving 1,400 participants, the dogs correctly detected cancer in 94% of cases, with minimal false positives. Participants breathe into a mask, which is then analyzed in a sterile environment, and then AI and computer vision technologies help standardize the dogs' responses and enhancing accuracy. The company plans to initiate U.S. clinical trials and expand mobile diagnostic units. This non-invasive painless approach offers a promising, rapid screening tool to improve early cancer diagnosis and treatment outcomes. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.